Car Talk, Saturday morning at 9 on KUAF 91.3 FM. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Collins. Last week, in the middle of the ice and snow, five young musicians from Bentonville, plus their orchestra instructor, a few Bentonville High School orchestra boosters, and some of the siblings of the musicians, comprised a slow but steady caravan down Interstate 540 from Bentonville to our studio. They arrived to perform a pair of numbers in the Furman Garner Performance Studio and to get the word out about a benefit concert for which the proceeds would be delivered to the Bentonville Orchestra. That concert has now been postponed because of the winter storm we expect this week. It will be rescheduled, but we still wanted you to meet and hear the talented quintet of Bentonville students we invited into the studio. Katie Johnson and Maria Falcon each play the violin.
I have been playing since the sixth grade, the first chance that you could play an instrument at school.
Yeah, we both started in the program when the orchestra program first started in Bentonville when we were in sixth grade. So,
what was the hardest thing about learning the instrument?
The hardest thing was that you just wanted to play it and you wanted to learn some. You wanted to learn a song, but you didn't get to hold your bow for like a month. So that was the most difficult thing. Like, we just wanted to play. We thought learning an instrument was like, you just pick it up and then they just teach you how to play a song right away.
Yeah, but we had to learn all of the technique first, and that was frustrating because, like she said, we just wanted to play the new instrument that we've never really seen before, that we'd never gotten to hold, and we had to learn all the finger patterns and how to actually hold it properly first, and so that was the hard part.
Yeah.
What is the best part about the violin?
Just knowing that you have like a talent, and saying that you can do it is very rewarding. Something to fall back on, definitely. Mm-hmm.
In just a bit, we'll meet the other 3/5 of the quintet. But first, let's hear all of them play together. Their first selection was Jupiter from Holst. Jesse Collette, the student's instructor at Bentonville High School, says the piece is an appropriate one for a string quintet.
As I think a lot of people will agree, it's one of the most beautiful pieces written. And the string arrangement in particular just really captures those beautiful harmonies that Holst presents in this piece. And I know that there are certain pieces of music that I really enjoyed and I'm connected with forever. And I hope to enlighten the students in that feeling as well.
Here are Katie Johnson and Maria Falcon, violins, Colby Williams, viola, Grant Diabin, double bass, and Ronald Usler, cello, under the direction of Jesse Collette, performing Holst, Jupiter.
Thank you.
That performance was recorded inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio last week. Grant Diabin, Colby Williams, and Ronald Usler, viola, double bass, and cello respectively, talked about their passion for music during their visit.
Well, I started playing bass in the second grade. My family plays music, so I've been playing since the second grade. So.
And I started in fourth grade because I came from Illinois, and that's when they started orchestra. So.
Yeah, and I started in the sixth grade as well. So.
Why strings, not brass, not woodwinds, not percussion?
Because they're cooler, man. Straight up.
My dad plays a stringed instrument, so he plays mandolin and guitar, and so I just kind of always wanted to play a string instrument. Like, playing in a concert is probably one of my favorite feelings in the world. Just everybody working together and creating this whole huge sound, and there's nothing like it, and you can't explain it to people, really.
Definitely.
But
what's it sound like in the middle of an orchestra?
It's amazing. I mean, like, being a viola, like, we're that group that nobody knows about, and it's right in the middle of everything. And it's like you got, like, the brass in the back right behind you. You have, like, the violins right on your right. And then we got the bass coming and the cello from our left, and we hear everything. It's awesome being right in the middle of it.
And as a bass, I get to watch everybody because I'm in the back, and so I get to watch everybody getting into it, and it makes me get into it, and it's fun.
Jesse Collette, the director of the Bentonville School Orchestra, teaches students in the district in junior and senior high school. He says before students are able to play like what we just heard, there is plenty of homework to do.
First, to understand the language and to understand music itself, and then try to apply it to an instrument, which isn't a challenge in itself.
What's the first thing you do? Say I walk in, sixth grader or 47-year-old man, and I say, I want to know how to play the violin. What's the first thing you do?
Well, you know, part of it is they have to be able to hear. So there's lots of exercises that we do to focus on hearing those interval patterns and hearing just basic modes of major and minor and being able to hear a major scale or being able to hear that major scale within a piece and how it's constructed. We really focus a lot on that in sound production and technique, how you hold the instrument. And the payoff is later. When you get to apply all those things all at the same time, that's when orchestra becomes really exciting, really fun for the students.
Now, the Bentonville Orchestra, tell me a little bit about when people can see or hear the orchestra.
Well, we have about 3 concerts a year. We're trying to expand that to 4. We have a holiday concert around Christmas. Then we have a contest concert where we practice the pieces that we play for contest. And we have a concert for that. And then we have a celebration at the end. It's called Pops on the Lawn. And it's usually at Old High. And we may move that to the square or to a nice place where everybody can be together and enjoy food and snacks and music.
The 5 young musicians' first piece they played for us was from Holst, a composer born in the 19th century. For their second piece, they picked something a little bit more recent, written by 2 men born in the 1940s, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. Again, Jesse Collette.
Cashmere by Led Zeppelin. They really enjoy performing this. It's one of those timeless pieces that, like you said, we all have experienced and enjoy.
And translates very well to this setting, very well.
Absolutely. You know, the original arrangement of this, I think, includes strings. And if you listen really closely, I think in the recordings that Page and Plant did, I think you'll hear some, at least the essence of strings in there. Thank you.
Ronald Usler, cello. Grant Diabin, double bass. Colby Williams, viola. Maria Falcon, violin. And Katie Johnson, violin. Students at Bentonville High School and members of the Bentonville Orchestra. They played under the direction of Jesse Collette. The benefit concert scheduled for later this week to help the orchestra has been postponed because of that impending winter storm. It will be rescheduled, and we'll tell you more about the orchestra boosters that support the young musicians in Bentonville when that rescheduled concert draws closer. The music we heard was recorded inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF with our own wizard of recording, Tyrell Dennison, behind the controls. This is Ozarks at Large.